Pythagoras, 6th century BC. Marin Mersenne, French theorist, 17th century. Between that time, they looked at everything in terms of string divisions. Now, Mersenne noticed something, which is sort of unbelievable that nobody ever noticed it before him. But as he put it, the sound of a string contains many, many sounds. It's not one sound, it's many sounds. Now, we call that today the overtone series or the harmonic series. And basically, when you hear a note, like a string being played, a flute being blown, someone singing, any kind of musical note like that, you're not just hearing one sound or one pitch, you're hearing a whole sequence of notes. Now what I'm doing here is I'm bringing out the components of the note itself, and I can even demonstrate it better, because if I play the string and then just touch it at one of these points, you hear how, what I'm doing is I'm dampening the other sounds in the string, so you can just hear the one. See, I'm not causing those notes, I'm dampening the other sounds and bringing those out. So those are all in the string itself. Nobody noticed that before, it's incredible. Now, this is, it's very closely related, because points that you touch are like the half point of the string, one third, one fourth, one fifth, one sixth, one seventh, one eighth, nine, ten, and it goes up into infinity, really. Mostly we hear the bottom five or six. So once this was discovered, it said, wait a minute, listen to the fourth, fifth, and sixth harmonics make up what we call a major triad, the basic component of our music, basically. So it's got to be that's where this triad, this chord, comes from. It comes from nature. It comes from the string vibrating. And then the next harmonic sort of a flat seven, and that in the 20th century, blues and jazz musicians started using a chord including that note as the basic chord. So some people theorize that music history consists of exploring this harmonic series, starting at the lower reaches of it and progressively going to higher intervals. And now that's what's happening too, as people start using intervals of the series that go higher than what was used previously. So anyway, this guitar basically just reproduces that series. Oops, etc. So like this is 4, 4, 5, 6, 7, there's that flat 7, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That's totally outside of what Western music has used up till now. You know, that's a completely different note. So you start getting these notes that are way different from what we're used to, but there are colors. Like, notice there's even more colors on this neck, because now we have different ratios. That was limited to, you know, 3-5 and 7 limit. I'm not going to explain all that. You don't need to understand that. It gets complicated. But basically, now we've got 11, we've got 13, 17. We're moving up higher and higher in the harmonic series and getting different notes beyond the ones that we're used to. So that's the idea behind this guitar. I'm not on that guitar. I had to choose which ratios to use and what limit and everything. This is just the harmonic series. This is basically what the string does when it vibrates. So in my mind, it's almost like a fractal pattern, because every note that you play has a harmonic series, and you're playing notes that are tuned to the harmonic series. So in my mind, that's sort of a cool thing. What then remains to be done is to, you know, write some music using that tuning and see how it sounds. This first piece, I have a hard time naming pieces. This one's called Annulets and Wings, because I couldn't think of a title, so I opened a Beckett novel and I just took the first thing it said in it. So that's the title.